I'm in this world and they made me. And welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker Wheels. I don't have my computer, so that was an acapella version of our intro.
Should we have, should I ask Will for America to like play it live or somebody who knows how to do music?
Yeah, have somebody.
Maybe Justin Ramsey to sing it like he does on NGOG. I don't know.
Yeah, he also sings for our patrons.
Mm-hmm. True, true, true.
Podcast, you'd have no idea.
I don't think you can be a patron to yourself. I don't know how that works. Mm. Let's do power rankings. We haven't done power rankings in a long time. Mm.
And it's been quite a roller coaster in my power rankings. Teams flying up, flying down all over the place.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say like other tiers. There's a bottom tier, but like,
well, your big argument was that no good team had lost to a bad team. But
yeah, well, in hindsight, not my best take.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills just
well, there are no good teams, so I guess like the no good team.
But, I mean, Tennessee has lost to arguably the two worst teams in the league. Now, maybe they're not good anymore, but they're still the one seed in the AFC.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It's been very unusual. But, all right, so why don't we start? It's also an interesting week because we have, in my opinion, and we'll see where they are on your power rankings, but the best team in both conferences is on a bye this week for Thanksgiving.
Okay. So the Cardinals are on a bye. And who's the the Chiefs are on a bye. It's Chiefs and the Cardinals?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll see if
and I had the Chiefs, obviously, at the top of my power rankings all season.
No spoilers.
Mm-hmm. They slowly went down. They fell all the way to where were they lowest? 13. Let's see. Oh, they dropped to 16 when they hit 4-4. Yeah, now they've jumped all the way back up for me. So all right, let's start at the bottom. Mm-hmm. I my 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, my bottom five teams did not change at all this week. Even though one of them won, the other four all lost, but they're all in the exact same spots 2 weeks in a row.
And so are the Lions 32 for you?
No, the Lions are not even 31.
I think the Lions are the worst team.
No, the worst team is the team that won this week is Houston.
Yeah, I have the Lions, then Houston, then the Jets.
All right, I have Houston, the Jets, then the Lions.
That's fine. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Who really cares? Yeah.
I mean, like the Jets have been destroyed more than the other teams. They do have two decent wins against the Bengals and the Titans. So
two very impressive wins.
Yeah, but they also haven't been competitive. Like the Dolphins game, they lost by 7 is really the first time all year they've lost a game that's not by 30.
Yeah.
So. And then I have Houston
at Tennessee is just the hardest. I mean, look, Tannehill throws 4 picks, but like it is the hardest to understand game, I think, of the season.
Yeah. But you could throw a couple of those games out for every single team this year.
Yes. I mean, yeah, the only team without 3+ losses is Arizona.
There really has never been a year like this. It's not just like one of these things where sometimes people are like, hey, does it feel like there's more injuries than usual or the refs are worse? It's not like that at all. It's truly a unprecedented season. You have a real chance of a number one team being 12-5, I think. A real chance, right? Of the best team.
Well, we've seen 11-5 before, but not frequently.
Not as a one or no? We've seen 11-5 get a bye, but not as the one seed.
The Vikings and Giants in 2000, when we were 12th grade, weren't they both 11-5?
That's 20-something years.
Okay, I said we've seen it.
And we could have it both, honestly. It's possible. I don't think there's a team out there that's going to lose 4 games or less. Maybe the Cardinals? Like, I don't know.
Tampa, the Rams.
Tampa just like throws a game every month. Like they're gonna lose more games.
I mean, they both have tough road games this week.
Yeah. So I have the Jaguars and the Giants. Both lose. Yeah. Jaguars and the Giants in the same tier.
29 and 28. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
So, and the next tier is like those are Fs and the next teams are F pluses. So let's not get too crazy.
Okay.
But I would put the football team, the Falcons, the Dolphins, and the Bears in that tier.
The football team, the Falcons. The Dolphins, yes, I have the same teams. I'm gonna throw one more team into that tier though.
Yeah,
Seattle. One touchdown in the last 19 possessions.
I gave Russell Wilson. I
gave
Seattle a little bit of benefit of the doubt because, like, realistically, would you rather play Seattle or Carolina next week if you're season dependent?
Well, hold on. You'd probably rather play Carolina.
Well,
hold on 1 second. Seattle is playing Washington this week.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win that game? I mean, we're not doing picks on this podcast, but.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I think the spread. I think it opened as a pick'em.
Yeah, no, it's fair.
Yeah, I have Atlanta,
that's totally
27.
Reasonable. I don't.
Chicago 26, Washington 25, Miami 24, Seattle 23.
Yeah, it's honestly reasonable. I mean, I have Carolina and Denver with like right below Seattle, but I think that's completely reasonable. And New Orleans is right there too. Who knows what to make of New Orleans? I have them. right on top. But I think that's also that's like the D minus tier.
Okay.
Yeah, and then so fine. So that's Bears, Panthers, Broncos, Saints, Seahawks, Saints. Then I have the Eagles, but I don't know. We do this again.
No, you're
in a few
way
weeks.
Too long, Eagles. Well, okay. So my if we're doing this by tiers, my next tier has 8 teams that are all within one game of 500. The worst of them is 5-6. The best of them is 5-4-1. And these are all teams. These are all the 500 teams other than the Vikings who could finish 5-12, could finish 12-5. Who the hell knows? Like, would you be shocked if – well, it's okay. So here's my tier from 22 to 15. I have Las Vegas, Carolina, mm-hmm. yeah. New Orleans, Cleveland.
Wait, let's go one at a time. Let's go one at a time. Okay. So Vegas, okay. I have them right there also.
At 22? Okay.
Why? No, I have them in the, like, 19 or 18.
I mean, they've lost 3 games in a row.
Yeah.
They won their first game without Gruden, and people are like, oh, they didn't even need him.
They don't have a coach. They lost their most explosive player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else? So after Vegas.
Then I have Carolina 21. I think Carolina tricked us a little bit because they went into Arizona. And by the way, it's like, oh, they only had Colt McCoy. Well, with only Colt McCoy, they went on the road and won, blew out San Francisco and
yeah, who
Seattle.
Now looks good. Yeah. So
Carolina, that winning that game, very strange, very hard to understand. But they lost at home to Washington. They're not terrible.
They have no ceiling. They have no ceiling, the Panthers.
Yeah. The as we all knew, obviously, the Sam Darnold trade was just an epic disaster.
I mean, Cam is objectively better already than Sam Darnold.
Yeah, well, because he ran for a couple touchdowns.
He was accurate. He was accurate. Like, he completed short passes the whole game. Mm-hmm. Darnold can't do that. And then who do you have after Carolina and the
then
Raiders?
I have New Orleans at 20.
Yeah, I have New Orleans at 22.
These are all Jekyll and Hyde teams. These teams, New Orleans goes into New England and spanks them. They blow out Green Bay, but then they lose at home to teams like Atlanta.
Yeah, again, but they're a very low upside team. I mean, they cannot do anything with.
Well, I think the problem is their offense, right? Like, they're still starting Trevor Siemian, which is not a strong endorsement for their quarterback, who they just gave millions of dollars to. Uh-huh. I don't really understand that.
Nope. Makes no sense.
Yeah, they don't really have receivers. I mean, who's he throwing to? Traquan Smith? Like, you know, it's not really. Alvin Kamara's been banged up the last couple weeks, so offensively they're in a lot of trouble. Their defense, I think, is still good, but then again,
it is good. No, the defense is good. The defense is good. The coaching is good. But now they're starting to lose guys also off the line, which is really good.
Well, talking about somebody who's losing guys, Cleveland. You know, it's so funny to think in the preseason I was arguing with somebody about Baker Mayfield versus Kirk Cousins. Baker Mayfield, I don't think he should be a starter next year in the league.
Yeah, no, I have the Browns at 16. I put them over you guys, who I have at 17, just because they beat you. But really, I don't think they beat you again if you played today. So I should probably flip that at the very least, the Vikings and the Browns.
You have the Vikings at 16, 17?
Yeah. Right. Honestly, I'm. Can I make an executive decision?
They've been top 10 in DVOA like the
yeah,
whole season.
Can I make an executive decision?
Yeah.
I'm moving the Vikings above two teams. I'm moving them up to 15 right now.
That's still absurdly low, but whatever.
I don't think so. We'll get into first of all, like, I mean, do you have the Vikings making the playoffs now?
Yeah, I mean, they're the second wild card right now.
Mm-hmm.
They would have 9 wins is probably going to make the playoffs, right?
Yeah. And by the way, that doesn't also like we were talking about the Eagles before because I have them down 19. Like, and I agree, the Eagles probably I almost like the Eagles playoff odds better than the Vikings. The Eagles also have a tiny chance of like a backdoor division, especially let's say Dak misses a few games or something. But that doesn't mean they're good. That just means they're going to beat the Giants, Washington, and the Jets maybe 5 straight times in the next 5 weeks. Right, that doesn't make them good if they get that 6th or 7th wildcard team.
Yeah, people are getting a little bit too hyped up about the Eagles. Like, congratulations on beating Detroit and then you know beating New Orleans at home.
I don't hate them.
Your first home win of the year.
This is the same tier. These teams are all C+. The Eagles, the Browns, the Raiders, the Steelers, the Vikings, the 49ers.
No,
they're all C+.
What are you? How are the Vikings a C+? Show me a single statistic in which the Vikings are not a top 10 team in the league.
Wins.
Okay. Yes, and other than that. Okay. But other than that, but seriously, mm-hmm. DVOA, PFF, point differential. I mean, you don't have to go to advance, like anything. Mm-hmm. Akiva, we're not ranking teams by record. Then there's no conversation here. You're just ranking the teams by record.
I'm not ranking them by record.
You think the Vikings are a worse team than the Los Angeles
Chargers?
Well,
I put them over under the Browns because they lost to the Browns
2 months ago. Well, then I guess the Titans have to be below the Jets and Houston. Like, what are you talking about? We already said we're not doing that.
Okay. In point differential, you said that they're top 10. They are 17th.
Wait, what?
The Vikings are 17th in point differential. They've scored 13 more points than they've allowed.
Hold on a second. What are you talking about? Let me go look at the NFL standings.
They're 5-5. They've barely scored more points than they've allowed. What's the difference between the Broncos and the Vikings?
Yeah, the Vikings per okay. All right, you just impeached your witness pretty well. How is the Vikings point differential only 13? I find that hard to believe.
Like the loss to Dallas, I don't even know if Dallas is good anymore. The Ravens game was impressive. The Chargers game was very impressive. The Packers, like, yes, your last 3 weeks are amazing results.
I mean, every game of the season arguably was.
We've only played one bad team, and you won on basically via miracle. I mean, you should have won, but then you almost didn't win.
Yeah.
And then the Carolina game.
I was wondering this. I asked this in the Patreon chat. I couldn't figure out a way to look this up. So the Vikings are the only team in the league. They don't have a single loss by more than 7 points all season, right?
Yes. Yes.
They're also the only team in the league who has led in every single game this year by more than 7 points.
I mean, that's impressive.
So I was wondering, in NFL history, how
I don't think the Jets have led by more than 7 points end of sentence this year.
But I was wondering, how many teams in NFL history have done both of those things over the course of an entire season?
So have never...
So first of all, you have to have you never lost by more than 7 points.
Okay, so that knocks out, you know, the majority of teams, the majority of seasons. Yeah, right there.
And also you had to have led every game, and in other words, including the games. Now here's a funny stat: the Vikings are 1-2 this year in games they've been leading by more than 17.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah,
listen, your team's destiny is to lose like a crushing, soul breaking game in the first round of the playoffs, or maybe. For some reason, like you guys are really healthy in the second round, you know?
Yeah. But here's the thing, like as a Vikings fan, yeah, like because they've been in literally every single game, they've been winning or had the ball in position to win in literally every game this year with less than 2 minutes to go, with less than 30 seconds to go, and against all the best teams in the league, Arizona and Green Bay and, you know, Dallas and Baltimore, et cetera. For that reason, there's no team the Vikings can't beat. On the other hand, there's no team that, you know, they haven't really blown teams out, right? Other than Seattle, they haven't really blown anybody out. And also, the injuries are really catching up to them on defense, I think. They still lead the league in sacks. They still lead the league in pass rush success, right? Which is kind of surprising because they've been missing Dino Hunter now for four games. Mm-hmm. Anthony Barr is actually coming back. Michael Pierce is on IR designated to return. So that could help. But I was looking, like, if you look at DVOA, other than rushing running the ball both on offense and defense and everything else, they're like a top 16. Mm-hmm. So in theory, you think with Dalvin Cook at some point they'll start running the ball better, and then if Pierce comes back, then hopefully their run defense improves also. So yeah, I think you're right. This team is going to make the playoffs, and they're going to lose at some point in a heartbreaking fashion.
I double checked. The Jets have not had an 8-point lead yet this season. Their largest lead is 7.
In any game.
In any game. Their largest lead is 7.
Well, look, the upside of that is you're not blowing leads.
No, it's great. There have been no disappointing losses this season.
All right. So my tier, I don't know what we're talking about the Vikings already, is 22 Las Vegas, 21 Carolina, 20 New Orleans, 19 Cleveland. Cleveland has looked so bad for just
You think Pittsburgh's better than Cleveland? I agree, but I don't think that's significant.
I have 18 Denver, 17 Pittsburgh. It's not a big difference, but it's just Pittsburgh's a little bit.
I have the same teams in the tier. You're just, other than maybe the Vikings, but you were flipping them around.
And then 16. But here's the cutoff. I think there's 16 teams that I would not be absolutely mind blown if they made the Super Bowl.
And you have the Steelers is one of those 16?
No, I have Philly and Pittsburgh. I have the two Pennsylvania teams at 16 and 17. I cannot see a
scenario. We're flipping the Eagles and Steelers.
But I can see the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I don't think it's possible, but I think it's possible. And I can see San Francisco in the Super Bowl.
I don't think I could see the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, probably not. There's 14 teams, really. Because San Francisco and Philly, I have a hard time. I mean, I don't know. San Francisco's looked good last couple weeks.
There is no place that's like, oh, my God, we're going to have to go in there and win and then there. Like, there is definitely no place like that this year. And some of the NFC teams, like, don't even have, you know, arguably the two best NFC teams have no fans. So, it's not like you have scary places to go. The AFC, at least, like going to Buffalo, New England, Kansas City is still scary.
Yeah, Baltimore. But here's my question about San Francisco, who, as I said, I have at number 15, and they obviously have a big game this week against the Vikings, 2-5-5 teams playing each other. Mm-hmm. Everybody said that after the bye, right after the bye, that Trey Lance was going to take over, Garoppolo was going to sit. You know, we've seen San Francisco do this before. Obviously, they did it with Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. They did it. And everybody, you know, I saw like fantasy lists, like they're like, oh, two quarterback leagues, make sure you own Trey Lance. Garoppolo is not going to start more than one or two more games. Mm-hmm. And then they beat the Rams 31-10. They beat the Jaguars 30-10. Trey Lance hasn't got his Tukusa off the bench at all. They're not even bringing him in for like plays here and there like they did earlier in the season. So are they just riding out Jimmy G now? Was everybody wrong?
I mean, he's playing well. I think you ride him out.
He's not playing well. He's playing okay. he's playing like as well as he'll ever play.
But by the way, I just found the idea that
Lance has a much higher ceiling.
Yeah, but listen, I mean, we've discussed this. Mahomes wasn't like getting gadget plays in his first season, and Rodgers didn't play, and Brady didn't play. Lots of good players don't play. It's fine.
Hold on a second. Aaron Rodgers was behind a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But are you going to bench Jimmy G?
Tom Brady was sixth round nobody behind a Pro Bowler. Like, yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo is not a good quarterback. That's the difference.
I mean, maybe he is. He has been. So anyway.
Also, San Francisco just traded up like and gave a ton of assets to move up to number three because presumably they saw something in Lance.
Let me say something.
Garoppolo right now is my number 17 quarterback. So his team are like.
I've been
right
looking for like terrible teams. Like, do you think it's historic that if the Jets don't have an 8-point lead all season, do you think that's never happened before in like post 1970? So I looked at the 0-16 Lions. Week six at
the 0-16 Lions weren't even the worst team in the league that year.
No, I know, but do you remember this? So Orlovsky has the famous safety in this game
against the Vikings.
Okay. Yeah, so it's that right? That play was against the Vikings. No,
yeah, runs out of the back of the end zone.
So it's 2-0, but you guys are down 3-2 at the half. Orlovsky throws a touchdown to Calvin Johnson to go up 10-2. So that's their 8-point lead. Do you remember who scored the winning touchdown for the Vikings?
No,
or who threw it? Who threw it? 2008.
Gus Frerotte.
Gus Frerotte to
Bernard Berrien.
Yes, 86 yards. Gus Frerotte to Bernard Berrien.
It's pretty good.
Actually, that was not the winning touchdown. That cut it to 10-9, and then Longwell kicks a field
goal. They won 12-10?
12-10, yeah.
Against an 0-16 team.
Against an 0-16 team. I mean, Frerotte almost threw 300 yards.
Well, look, Peterson, the Vikings had won 19-17 or whatever against a 0-16-1 team this year in the Lions. So.
No, the Lions will win a couple games.
Yeah. Will they beat the Bears?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly have a chance. The Bears, like, you know, the coach is like, what? I'm fired. They didn't tell me. Yeah. So it is certainly possible.
Yeah. We sort of glided over the Bears. What the hell are they doing? How do you decide a guy's fired after the next game?
It's a pretty wild move.
Why don't you put
it happens
now?
In college.
Why are you ruining his holiday by forcing him to tell work?
Like, the Gators fired their coach, and they're like, hey, do you want to coach the FSU game? He's like, nah, I'm good, but, like, LSU fired right Coach O, and he's Coach O. What would he do without a football game on Sunday? He's like, yeah, I'll coach the rest of the season.
Yeah.
What do I care? I'm getting $20 million to be fired. I'll coach a few more.
Yeah. Games. I'm still confused. The Vikings had a better points differential than the Packers before they beat them, I thought. So I'm very – this point differential is
– By the way, did you see – I know a famous Big Ten guy. Do you know that Nebraska is 1-7 in the Big Ten with a positive point differential in the Big Ten?
Wow. What did they beat –
Yeah, their one win, which was over Northwestern, I think, was by more than all seven of their close losses.
That's pretty good.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, that is hard to do. So I have Philly at 16, San Francisco at 15. 14 is where I have the Chargers. You know, they had a very exciting win over Pittsburgh on Sunday night, Sunday night. But, you know, it was over Pittsburgh. It was over a team. It was at home. Not that they really have home, but against a team four spots lower than they should be winning those games. I'm not sure what's wrong with the Chargers, but their defense doesn't seem to be able to stop anybody when it matters.
No, I don't like their defense at all, but Herbert, like, looking like maybe he sucked for a few weeks, now looks awesome again. So who knows?
Yeah. All right. I mean, they did just before they came back to beat Pittsburgh, they lost to the Vikings last week 10, right?
Yeah. I had the Chargers at 13.
And then they got blown up by the Ravens, and then they lost the Patriots. Like, they've been losing a bunch of games in a row. So, although they did beat the Eagles, I think, right? When I'm getting mixed up the order of their games now.
But first of all, I have them at 13. They beat the Eagles. They lost the Vikings. They beat the Steelers.
Okay, so they're pink.
Four straight, very close games, because they lost the Patriots before that too.
Okay, so I have them at 14. I have Tennessee at 13. The one seed in the AFC down at 13.
They've only played two not one score games this year, by the way, the Chargers. The blowout, that crazy blowout to the Ravens, and they beat the Raiders 28-14. Everything else has been 3-4.
So what do you think of me having Tennessee at 13?
Tennessee is probably like the weirdest team to rank. I have them at, I think, 11.
Here's the thing. Before last week, when they had just an inexplicably awful loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at their previous five games. Not only were they all wins, they were all wins against like playoff teams. It's great teams. They beat the Saints, the Rams, the Colts, the Chiefs, the Bills. They're beating really good teams week after week after week. They have one fluke and they suck. They're down at 13. On the other hand,
how much credit are we giving them for in the post-Henry era?
Well, here's the thing. I have not liked Tannehill all season, and this, I've been saying this before he threw the four interception game. I know PFF was really high on him, but I've not been impressed with him all season. Mm-hmm. The receivers, Julio's done nothing and then got injured. AJ Brown's having a down season. It's not just that Derrick Henry's out. It's that they have nobody to replace him. They cut Adrian Peterson.
There's just no skill on it's back to the Titans from like 4 years ago. They just have no offensive skill position players.
It's shocking.
They're like out.
They came in. Yeah. They came in and they thought, you know, between Julio and AJ Brown and Derrick Henry, who has better skill guys?
I mean, Brown's like great. I don't know why he's having a terrible year, and he's had a few like really monster games still. So it's not like he has a fork in him or anything.
Yeah.
But they're
Tennessee's beaten Indianapolis twice, including 3 weeks ago. But mm-hmm. I would definitely pick Indy on a neutral field right now.
Yeah. Their leading running back is freaking Dante Foreman, who I truly did not think was still in the NFL. And he has led them 3 weeks in a row and it's not of 100 yards in that span.
Yeah. Yeah, so Tennessee's.
They're going to get smoked at New England. Who I regret. Well,
okay, so number 12, right? One spot I have on my list is New England at number 12.
Yeah, I have them two. I have them. I have New England at 9.
Here's the problem for New England, and mm-hmm. you know, they're beating teams soundly, absolutely, mm-hmm. but they're not beating very good teams.
I mean, can they like lose to somebody first before we before?
Well,
we
they did. They
down?
Lost to the Saints, and they lost to the Bucks, and they lost to the Cowboys.
Yeah, but that feels like a long time ago. The Saints game was in September.
Yeah, well, no, they've won 5 in a row, but Tennessee won 5 in a row, and then they lost one game and moved out of 13.
Okay, so they're 6-1 in their last 7, and the loss was overtime to Dallas.
Yeah.
They also have a 2-point loss to Tampa Bay and a 1-point loss to Miami.
Hold
so
on
the New Orleans
now,
loss
now
is
we're
terrible.
Counting the games in September? You said we weren't counting
I'm just saying, that like those are their losses this year.
Yeah.
Their wins, Houston, who cares, and it wasn't even a good win. The Jets, who cares, but it was a good win. Carolina,
Houston,
who cares?
They should have lost that game, but yeah.
Atlanta, who cares? So Cleveland, blowing out Cleveland's good. Beating Cleveland by one, you know.
Well, I mean,
me,
Cleveland won by what? 3 against Detroit. This Cleveland is
yeah, but 45-7. If like if
sure,
you know,
45-7 is an impressive result. No matter
and the
what.
Win at the Chargers was good too, even though they you know it was a home game. But
yeah,
they also have a sweet bye, right? They have the Titans and Bills, which are like tough games, and then they have a bye to load up for the playoffs. They get Jacksonville and Miami.
The,
at the
next
end of
the four
year.
Weeks, we will find out a lot about the Bills and a lot about the Patriots.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah, and that you know also like sort of deciding the Titans Colts division possibly because
so
they
you,
don't play
yeah,
each
so
other
you, but you have the Pats blowing out Tennessee this week.
Not blow. I have the Pats beating Tennessee for sure.
Yeah, it really is funny to me how we have such different narratives about these teams. When again, as of Sunday, they both had 5-game winning streaks. So
I'm man enough to admit when I was wrong.
Yeah,
it's funny. You know, the Bills Niners Super Bowl is still possible because the Niners look good now. But I was wrong. I wanted the Patriots to suck. And I hope they'd suck. And I was like, well, who's the best player in the Patriots? Like, what? How is this team going to be good? And we laughed at Bill Simmons. We laughed at Pats fans. And now, surprise, surprise, they're good.
Yeah. Well,
they're not bad at anything.
Good.
Like, they're not, they don't, they like do a little of everything.
Well, their offense is just so unimaginative. I mean, Mac Jones never throws the ball down the field.
Right. So maybe when they go up against a good coach, maybe it's like coaches. Maybe we shouldn't look at like probably their team. Like, which coaches have they beaten? Atlanta? No. Cleveland? No. Carolina? No. Chargers? Maybe. No. The Jets, definitely not, you know, so maybe it's like, we'll be Vrabel next week or Reich and, you know, with Indianapolis or one of the Bills games, like maybe someone will actually dial something up and figure out what they're doing and stop the short passing game.
Yeah. But yeah, their offense has been, you know, okay. But yeah, their defense has been elite. So let's see if they can keep that up as they start to face a little bit better offenses. Okay. Not that Tennessee is necessarily a challenge. So yeah. So I have the Vikings at 11. I have Cincy at 10. I'm really,
yeah, I have Cincy at 12.
I really regret picking Vegas to beat Cincy last week.
Cincy yeah, we were tough
bye, and they look dramatically different than they did before their bye.
Cincy's so explosive. They're like the opposite of
Tennessee. You can't give Zach Taylor
2 weeks. Yeah, you can't give Taylor 2 weeks. You know, Chase is good for a touchdown every week. Mixon,
yeah,
like,
well, he didn't do anything this past weekend, but yeah, he had a garbage touchdown.
Mixon, hold on.
But again, the
so
previous
frisky.
2 weeks, they lost. They got murdered by the garbage Browns at home, and they lost to the Jets. So let's not anoint Cincinnati because they won one game against the falling
apart Raiders. If a team can get to Burrow, then it's over because their line is still so shaky. But if he can get rid of the ball fast enough, then it's a completely different game.
Yeah, we keep saying
it's
this
like,
about every
team. Is he pressured on every play or not at all, basically, with the Bengals?
We keep saying this about every single team, but like, what a weird string of outcomes. You go into Baltimore and win 41-17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then the
this
next
is video.
Lose,
this is a video game season. It's
then
like,
the next
what,
week you lose
the 11,
to the Jets.
One team
and then the next week you lose at home to the completely depleted Browns, 41-16. The mm-hmm. exact same score that you won in Baltimore.
Yeah, we're on random mode at this point.
It's completely random. Yeah. So I have Cincinnati 10. I have Buffalo 9. I am proud because I did call 2 weeks ago. I said Buffalo. Or I said
Buffalo 7.
I said Buffalo's in trouble. I just think
I'm not out on Buffalo.
Cruising. It's the same thing as the Patriots. Play somebody. Buffalo is the number one point differential in the league because they're murdering terrible teams week after week after week.
Yeah, this is like the old Gonzaga. They played somebody. Although now the WCC is good.
I really want the Buffalo-New England matchup all of a sudden. I really want to see both of those.
Yeah, that's a great Monday football game next week.
If not for the fact that neither conference has a lot of like a depth, it's not a lock that both those teams would make the playoffs. But look, Buffalo this week.
No, those teams are like the two most locked in teams to make the playoffs.
They're playing at New Orleans on the late Thursday night game. They could definitely lose that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're playing Patriots and they're playing at the Bucs. They could lose that one. They could be under 500 and you know, a week before.
If
Christmas.
They lose that game to New Orleans, they're bad. I officially declare them bad, the Bills. That is my proclamation.
I mean, they lost to Jacksonville in their
So that's my proclamation.
Yeah.
No, but you could lose one of those. But if now they go in, they know, like, all right.
New Orleans has been a good home team. New Orleans beat the Bucs at home. They beat the Packers at home.
If they can't beat Trevor Siemian,
the Falcons at home. Yeah.
Maybe Taysom Hill was holding out until the contract. That was going to come in and like, now I'll give you the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, but they're
now
not
going
to give him
a
chance.
Oh, you want the good medicine? Now he's getting it.
All right. So, yeah. I have Buffalo at 9. I have Indy at 8.
All right. Yeah, I have the Titans 11, Colts 10. You have the Colts ahead of the Titans now also.
Yes.
Yeah, Indy's weird. Indy's like...
I'm happy because we both said this. There was idiots who were saying like, oh, they should bench Carson Wentz to ensure that they get what so they don't have to trade as high a pick back for Wentz. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, we knew you were going to start bad. We discussed this even with Jake in the preseason. You were playing Seattle, the Rams, Tennessee. Who else did they play? Yeah. Baltimore.
Yeah. All right. So let's do the rest of their schedule. They're 6-5. Okay. Let's give them a loss to the Bucs this week. I mean, you couldn't give them a win if you want, but let's just say.
Okay.
And then a win against the Texans. So they're 7-6 at the bye. Mm-hmm. They play the Patriots and the Cardinals. Not great.
Yeah.
We'll give them one of those wins. They go 1-2 in those three hard games.
Okay.
And they're eight and seven. And then they have the Raiders and Jaguars. They can go 10-7.
Yeah, I've been saying all along. I had this team as a wild card all along.
Yeah,
but
10-7 probably doesn't get them the division because Tennessee's already.
No, they're not. Tennessee has this division.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we'll see. We'll see what Tennessee.
Tennessee just has to get to 10. Then they need to win two games. Then.
Yeah, because that's true.
So it's over.
They'd have to
really beat some of those good teams. They might have to beat everyone the rest of the way to beat Tennessee. So let's not count on it. So they'll get they could get the five seed technically, because there's not really like a Rams Cardinals situation there where there's a second good team in another division.
Yeah. All right, number 7, I have the Packers.
Yeah, you're not going to like where I have the Packers.
Why?
I have the Packers at 2. Yeah, okay. I just think the Pack, like, I think come playoff time, like, everyone has bigger flaws than Green Bay does. I think, like, there's probably not going to be a game. Their offense is quietly, like, you guys were really the only team all year, other than Detroit, to give up more than 30 points to them. Like, it's been very consistent. They scored 27, 25, 24, 24, 24. And then they did nothing against the Chiefs. But I just think, like, and the Chiefs was Jordan Love also.
That was Jordan Love, yeah.
But I think when push comes to shove, their defense is competent. A lot of the good teams don't have it's not great, but it's competent. They really are very healthy right now. And
Do you see where they are in DVOA?
Where are they in DVOA?
Not great.
All right, so the rest of the schedule, Chicago, the Rams, is that the Rams? Yeah, the Rams, the Ravens, the Vikings again. They have an automatic win, hopefully, in Week 18 against, like, Bluff or whoever the Lions are thrown out there by the end. Could be anybody.
Yeah.
But
the Vikings-Packers game on Sunday night in Week 17 is going to be exciting, I think, because...
You think that's for the division, maybe?
Well, it's not, because... They're too far back. If the Vikings win... Basically, if you you look what happened to both of these teams in Arizona and in Cincinnati, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both the Vikings... outplayed Arizona, lost because their kicker missed a chip shot. Packers won by 3 in Arizona, and then the Vikings lost Cincinnati because of the non-Delvin Cook fumble, and then, of course, the Packers won in that game with all the missed field goals in overtime. That's the difference right there in the division, because even if the Vikings go into Green Bay and sweep them, they would still be down. Like, they would need to make up another loss somewhere, so they would need the Packers to either lose to the Bears or the Lions. Like, they need the Packers to lose one of their other games, and, like, you look at the schedule, I don't see, how are the Packers going to lose more than 2 more games? I just don't see it.
I don't think so. We didn't talk about Sunday at all because we didn't record after the games. But, like, the Packers win that game if you leave them a minute and a half. Like, Rodgers goes down the field and scores again. Like, you guys pulled it out brilliantly that, like, you did not give Rodgers the ball at the end.
If the Packers score again, it goes overtime. So,
no, I think Rodgers, like, if Rodgers has 90 seconds, he probably gets a touchdown.
Well, the Vikings were on the 7-yard line. The Vikings the Vikings didn't settle for a field goal. They did that on purpose because the Packers scored because they should have let Dalvin Cook score.
Right. I hear what you're saying. You mean the Vikings would have scored.
The best case scenario for the Packers was that the game was that the Vikings score a touchdown and they get the ball back and they score a touchdown and go to overtime.
But the Packers thing that they have, I mean, the Chiefs, when they're good, have this too, is better than anybody else in the NFCs, which is why I have them too, which is like, oh, you're down a touchdown or it's tied. Like, oh, Rodgers is almost definitely going to do it.
Like, yeah, Rodgers, I mean, Dalvin Cook, excuse me, Devontae Adams is obviously, you know, top three, whatever, top five receiver. Mm-hmm. MBS had a good game against the Vikings, although a lot of that's on, you know, a couple of huge plays. But, like, they still don't really have other weapons.
I agree. They don't have other receiving weapons, but it doesn't really matter because he's so accurate. Like, you only have to get a little open on that team to catch the pass.
I have to say this. You know, it's funny because I don't really have any, like, close friends who are Packers fans.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of Packers fans in my life either.
The same way I try not to be friends with, you know, Trump supporters and the like. Mm-hmm. And the Packers fans, like, in our patron chat are such nice, I guess because they're not, like, from Wisconsin. They're, like, Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're such nice, reasonable people that I forget how, like, unreasonable and obnoxious and miserable most Packers fans are. Packers Twitter on Sunday, the reaction was, like, Trump supporters on January 6th. It was just, they were going, the other thing is, the Packers fans are so used to the referees being like the 12th man for them as they've been for like decades that when the refs, tongue in cheek, do I honestly think the refs help one team? No, the Packers just get very fortunate year after year, game after. I mean, it's complete luck. To be completely honest and sincere, it's complete luck. However, because the Packers always get incredibly good luck with referees, I mean, you go back to the Lions game with the Hail Mary, and go back obviously to the Dez Bryant. Just for years and years, the Packers have been pulling things out of their tuxes with referees, so that when the referees call a game straight, the Packers fans don't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. They were just apoplectic, complaining endlessly about the
cousins. And they know that word, right? Packers fans?
No, for sure not, because they're from Wisconsin. the Cousins interception that was dropped. They were like just Packers Twitter was just and to be fair, again, like the only people who show up on my feed are like, you know, miserable Packers fans, not the rational ones. But they were like so upset and so mad, like, this happens in the NFL. When you look like you catch it and replay shows that the ball hits the ground, it gets overturned. That's not the refs cheating against your team. By the way, it happened to the Vikings in the same game. Like, that's like it was the correct call. It was an incorrect call on the field. They overturned it.
You can't boo like
They're like, oh, that's such bullshit. Like, oh, but it's just so funny to me how like a fairly referee game is by Green Bay standards a biased game against their team just because they're so used to getting the bias in favor of them. So yeah, I was enjoying drinking their tears. Like, oh, look at all injuries. Oh, shut the hell up. The Vikings have a ton of injuries. Every team has injuries this year except the Patriots for some reason. Patriots
never have injuries. Now again, they just have like 40 decent players. They don't have any good players.
No, last year they had a bunch. Last year half the team opted out.
That is true. That is
true. No, but this year they've been very, very healthy.
It's gross.
Well, the comeuppance is coming. So yeah, so I have Green Bay at 7. It's hard to say they're not impressive when they're what was it? They were 9-1 against the spread before the Vikings.
Yeah, listen, they're at 7, and you wouldn't blink an eye if they won the Super Bowl this year.
Sure, but I said that. Well, okay. So how many teams would I not blink an eye if they won the Super Bowl? So the blink an eye test—that's a different test.
Would you blink an eye if the Colts won the Super Bowl? You probably do at least like most of a blink, 90% of
a
blink.
Yeah, I do a few blinks.
Yeah. Would you blink an eye if the Patriots won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I do a few blinks.
The Cowboys.
Fewer blinks than the Colts or the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't think you'd really blink. I don't think they're going to win it. But like, so I think there's 8 teams you wouldn't blink your eye if they won.
All right,
I mean, you're blinking if the Vikings won, and even if they were better, just because of...
Yeah, come on.
But so I'm saying, like, yes, so there's 8 teams.
Win every game 100 to nothing.
If you're 8 teams, then maybe the Patriots could be the 9th, and maybe an AFC South team.
Well, I have the Patriots at 12 right now by power ranking, so yeah, but... there's 11 teams that I think, well, take out the Vikings because they're cursed. There's 10 teams I think are more likely to win the Super Bowl than the Patriots right now.
Wait, who is the team that I'm missing? The Chargers? You don't have the Chargers.
No, the Chargers are 14. Yeah. Buffalo?
No, Buffalo's good. I have Buffalo at 7. I have Dallas at 8 and Buffalo at 7.
Okay, so I have Dallas at 6.
You know, obviously, weird because their good results last week. Excellent. Like winning in New England in hindsight, excellent result. Winning at the Chargers, excellent result. Beating the Eagles by 20, very good result. Losing by 2 in Tampa, very fine result. Winning in Minnesota, excellent. But then, like, no shows against Denver and Kansas City. It's like, oh, well, this team's not putting 4 games together in a row in the playoffs.
Well,
the
Kansas City game was weird because it was of the way that they lost, right? It was that they did absolutely nothing on offense.
Yeah. Yeah. But that, like, you can't be almost everyone's going to have to win 4 games to win the Super Bowl. And it's like, you know, 4 games.
Well, they've done nothing on offense for most of the last month. They did nothing against the Chiefs. The Falcons game, they did a lot. They did nothing against the Broncos. They did nothing against the Vikings. Right, if that ball doesn't bounce, you know, off the defender 4 times, and then Amari Cooper catches it, they finish that game with 13 points and they lose. Now that was a Cooper Rush game, but still, that so they've other than the Falcons game, their offense has struggled basically three of the last.
Why are we pretending also that Dak isn't like 100 times worse than he was last year before he got hurt?
I wouldn't say he's 100 times worse.
I mean, he's still very good, but he was like the best player in the league last year before he got hurt. And
no,
he had
a lot of turnovers last year, so he was just putting up 40 yards a game. But
his QBR is like 50 right now.
Let's see.
He had one turnover game. He threw four interceptions, and two of them came against the Seahawks in a shootout.
He only played four games. How many games
five
did he play
games.
Last year?
5 games, yeah.
So well, four interceptions in five games is really bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got 7 this year also. But yeah, but he was also throwing for 500 yards every week, which he's not doing.
But it's not just that he has 7. He also he's lost 4 fumbles, which is tied with Jared Goff and Trevor Lawrence for most.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's got those. The only quarterbacks with more turnovers than Dak Prescott are, do you want to guess who they are?
Zach Wilson hasn't played enough at this point. So Wilson and Jones?
No, Patrick Mahomes. You forgot about him.
Oh, yeah. Jones hasn't thrown a lot of interceptions. Mahomes, yeah. And?
Sam Darnold.
Okay, yeah.
Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson. Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Tannehill.
Matt Ryan is now 2 weeks, his last 2 weeks combined is I believe, in the negatives. In fantasy.
Negative fantasy points.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, not good.
Okay. Where do you have the Ravens? I have the Ravens at 6.
I have the Ravens at 5. That's where.
Okay, that's fine. So I have the Chiefs at 5, which sounds like you have the Chiefs a little higher.
I have the Chiefs at 4.
Yeah. So I have the Ravens, Chiefs.
So I have the Chiefs all the way down to like 15 or 16 a couple weeks ago, and they didn't do that much, right? They beat Las Vegas, who's in a free fall.
Yeah, but we just needed to see that they still had a pulse. You know what I mean? We didn't need to see them like win the Super Bowl.
But they didn't have that much of a pulse. I mean, they scored 19 points this week.
But they no, I'm saying like since they fell to 14 on your list,
yeah,
and they didn't do anything really against Tennessee, the Giants, and the Packers. Like they come back, they at least show life. Mahomes throws over 400 yards against the Raiders. This is a good buy for them. They don't have like easy games. If they play Denver twice, I think Denver defense is going to give them a really hard time, like it did Dallas.
Yeah,
they play Vegas, the Chargers, the Steelers, and the Bengals. So those are 6 teams in the playoff hunt. Thank God for them for their 7-4. They could afford to lose a bunch of those games, but.
Well, but they're playing all these. What are they? They have 5 divisional games left, I think.
Yes, they have every divisional game left except they played the Raiders once.
Yeah.
No, 4-4. They play the Chargers once too.
Oh, but that's so. I think that's good because I think this division is sort of. I mean, I don't think it's really wide open. I think the Chiefs are going to win it, but everyone has a chance.
Yeah, but that game, the Thursday night game at the Chargers, could be for the division. But I agree, everyone has a chance. Although I don't really think the Raiders have a chance. Week 15.
No, they're playing the Chargers week 17. Oh no, Denver. Oh yeah, that's right. Sorry, yeah. All right, so then I have the Rams at 3, and it's a shaky 3.
I have the Rams
3.
At 4. I agree. It's a very shaky 4. Like, whoever 4 last year was at this time is probably much better.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking. Who do we have? I mean, I have the Rams at 3, and they've lost 2 games in a row to not great teams.
Mm-hmm.
And their two previous wins were against Houston and Detroit, the two worst
teams in the
league.
I'll say this. I have the Rams at 4.
Seattle.
I'm doing a little blinking if they win.
Hold on a second. The Rams started 3-0. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since then. Blown out at home to Arizona.
Yep.
A win against garbage Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
A win against the garbage Giants.
Mm-hmm.
A win against the garbage Lions. A win against the garbage Houston. And then losses to Tennessee and San Francisco. Yeah. They haven't had a good game since week 3, basically.
Yeah, we don't even know if they could beat an NFL team because we haven't seen since they
did
Brady.
Blow out the Giants, but, they're the Giants. So, the Rams against the Packers this week, and then they got the Cardinals 2 weeks after that, and then they got the Vikings 2 weeks after that. Their next 3 road games, and then they Baltimore. The Rams have 4... very tough road games. I mean, you would not be shocked at all if they lose all 4 of those, right?
Yeah, but they could still probably win the division if they just win the 3 home games.
Well, because San Francisco's out of it, Seattle's out of it.
No, they couldn't. They actually have to. They probably
they can't.
Have to
no, they're not going
to
win the division, but they're pretty much locked into the 5 seed. I mean, even if they lose to Green Bay, Arizona, Minnesota, and Baltimore.
Yeah, they probably just need to beat the Jaguars and one other game to beat the Jaguars, Seattle.
Actually, hold on. No, I'm going to take that back. If they lose those 4 road games, and they'll be underdogs in all 4, right?
Yes. Barring health and whatever, they're underdogs.
So if the Rams lose the 4 road games in which the underdogs, and they win their 3 home games, they'll be 10-7, but then they lose the tiebreaker to the Vikings, so they could drop to the 6 seed. Not that 5 versus 6 matters.
Yeah, that doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, but they're definitely in the playoffs because you're not going to lose at home to Jacksonville and Seattle. Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Rams at 4, you have them at 3. I have the Bucks.
No,
at 3.
I'm retracting again. They're going to be if they're 9-7 and they're playing San Francisco in week 18.
That could be 4 a playoff spot.
That could be a play-in game, yeah.
Yeah, that's possible.
But right now I think
they'll be okay. I don't think they're going to lose all those games. You're so confident your team's going to beat them? I don't know.
No, I'm not confident at all. I think anything could happen in that game. But
I mean they're a Stafford injury.
Every Vikings game anything can happen. All right, that has to be established.
That is true. I would agree.
Yeah.
I have the Bucks at 3. Do you have the Bucks at 2? Where do you have the Bucks?
I have them at 2, but again, like they beat the Giants last night, Mazel Tov, and then Jason Garrett got fired. The previous 2 weeks, they lost to not great teams, Washington and New Orleans. So
yeah, I mean, the only thing that matters for the Bucks for the rest of the season is like keeping Brady healthy, and everything else is basically.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to be the MVP right now.
Yeah, and they have Carolina. They end with Carolina, the Jets, and Carolina.
Yeah,
so they're okay schedule wise. They play Atlanta also and New Orleans in that.
The question is, can they catch Arizona for that one seed?
Yeah, it would be nice, especially their quarterback is turning 50 at some point this year. So it would be nice if they only had to play 2 games to get to the Super Bowl, not 3.
Yeah.
So then I have the Packers at 2, who we already discussed. So we both have the Cardinals at 1.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be because
they have
the best record in the league, and they were 7-1. They missed their quarterback for the next 3 weeks, and in 2 of those games went on the road to beat the divisional opponents.
Now, Colt McCoy is probably better than the teams I'm about to mention, but like if the Bucks lose Brady or if the Rams lose Stafford, those like their seasons are over. You know, the Cardinals are going to be competitive in a playoff game with McCoy.
I'm not sure I agree, only because we would have said that about the Cardinals if with Colt McCoy.
Well, no, you would not. No, we would always have said that Colt McCoy is better than
Blaine Gabbert.
We
would always. I'm not sure we would always say that Colt McCoy is better than anybody. Wofford maybe because we don't know who the hell he is.
Right. Yeah. I guess Wofford.
Didn't we see him in a playoff game last
year?
Who
else? I mean, the Bills, like, maybe Trubisky that gives the Bills something. The Ravens were able to win with Huntley.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have Trubisky than any of these guys.
I don't even remember who.
Well, they beat Huntley, but they beat the Bears 16-13. That's not exactly something.
No, but, like, the point is he could win. Yeah, he's not going to win the Super Bowl if they go down for the year. But, you know, that he could actually win them a game as opposed to, you know, Geno Smithing it or something.
Yeah, but the Cardinals are 9-2, and they still have the Bears and the Lions on their schedule. So they're, you know, a lock to make the playoffs, and then the only question is can they lock up that one seed and get that bye, which would be sweet because you don't want to give 45-year-old Brady an extra week to get.
I'd like to renounce my Mike White goated ship that gave him a few weeks. So he's missing this week because he's not vaccinated. He was hanging out with Joe Flacco, who incredibly is also not vaccinated. So Josh Johnson backing up Zach Wilson, but so the Jets will have fourth straight starter, but fourth different 4 weeks for QB1s basically.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Hard to do.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So those are our power rankings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun.
I want to look up my rankings from a year ago.
Yeah, and see like who would win the number 4 team last year.
So going into Thanksgiving also after week 11 last year, or does that not even matter?
Doesn't really matter.
All right, power rankings 2020. After week 11, last year after week 11, I had number 2 was the 10-0 Pittsburgh Steelers. A little bit better than the Bucks coming off 2 losses in 3 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So last week after week 11, number 1 was the Chiefs, who are 9-1 and the reigning Super Bowl champions.
Yep.
Number 2 was Pittsburgh, who was 10-0.
Okay, fair enough.
Number 3 was New Orleans, who was.
And by the way, that is such a forgettable 10-0. Like you said, right.
Didn't they start 11-0?
Yes, I believe they got to 11.
But we said they weren't that good. Number 3 was New Orleans, who was 8-2 and in the middle of a third straight 13-3 season, I think,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Number 4 was Tampa, who would go on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then, so it was then I had Green Bay with the MVP quarterback at 7-3. Yeah, it was a little more top heavy last year.
Yeah, fair to say.
And number 32 was the Jets at 0-10. So the more things change, the more things stay the same.
Pretty similar.
The Jets started 0-13 last year. I forgot that.
Oh, I didn't forget it. Well, how could you forget the blitz everybody Hail Mary, one of the great plays of all time.
Oh, yes, against the Raiders. So who's your pick right now for MVP?
Oh, MVP, I'd say right now it will be Brady. If I'm predicting who the MVP will be, then I'd say I still think probably Brady. I think he just has to play to win the award.
Yeah, and he's, by the way, he's just one turnover behind Dak.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of turnovers also. I mean, he even threw into the Giants last week, although it wasn't his fault, of course, but on that particular play. But, I think it's sort of process of elimination because, you know, Murray's missed a few games, although if he comes back, I think he'll be able to make up for that. And Brady hasn't hit the low points that Josh Allen hit or that, you know, that Dak hit or that Mahomes hit, obviously. On my quarterback rankings right now, I have Cousins 1, but his team's 500. He's not winning an MVP. Brady 2, Stafford 3, Kyler Murray 4, Aaron Rodgers 5.
Why you just blew a alley-oop.
Sorry. They're still winning by 12 or something, right?
Yeah, they're always winning.
Yeah. All right. Is that
Wheels? All right. Good job by you.
All right. No outro, no intro, no nothing. Hopefully by next week, I'll get my computer back and I'll be able to use this technology.
All right. Fine. Cool.
Wait. So can you sing us an outro song?
What is our outro? Oh,
it's a different song.
Can't find a better man. There we go.
Are you going to sing the whole song or just say four words?
No, I'm not. I need more preparation. I would have prepared a song for you.
Okay. Well,
next week, if you don't have your computer next week, I will sing the whole outro song. How about that?
What song? Or it's going to be a surprise.
We'll take a listener request for next week.
Okay. Listener request, a cappella karaoke by Akiva Wieniker as an outro on the podcast.
Absolutely.
After week 12.
Yes.
All right. Bye, Wheels.
Bye.